Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Knox. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The DH, Gates Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Fuller. Batting fifth. The DH, Terry Crowley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sergio Robles. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jesse Jefferson. And now, play ball. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund takes first base on ball four. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Laron Lagro now pitching. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rettenmund who is chasing the ball. Horton reaches third base with a triple. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first, with Jefferson covering, for the out. one out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is called out on strikes. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0-1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Rettenmund hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bumbrey scores. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-1 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Bellinger. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-1 in the game. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 0-1 in the game. Crowley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-1 in the game. Gritch bunts towards the mound. Lagro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lagro. Crowley goes all the way around to score. Gritch moves to second. It's 6-1, Orioles. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gritch moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 7-1, Orioles. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 0-for-1 in the game. Robles bunts towards the mound. Lagro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Al Bumbry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bumbry strikes out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coggins hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rettenmund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fuller scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to third. Rodriguez moves to second. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 0-for-2 in the game. Knox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. Rodriguez moves to third. Brinkman moves to second. It's 7-2. Orioles. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fuller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Orioles. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crowley takes first base on ball 4. Ed Farmer now pitching. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crowley moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive towards short. Brinkman catches it and throws to third to double up Crowley. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Grich moves to second. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robles hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Doug DeCinc is now playing third base. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Northrup moves to second. Ron Cash pinch runs for Willie Horton. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Cash moves to third. It's 8-3, Orioles. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinc fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Cash now playing left field. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brinkman. Bumbrey moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coggins strikes out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rettenmund hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Fuller now playing right field. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinc fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. John Knox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knox bunts towards the mound. Jefferson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jefferson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing first base. Dick Sharon now playing center field. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Grant Jackson now pitching. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup strikes out. One out. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard pinch hits for Gates Brown. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bellinger is called out on strikes. One out. Sergio Robles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robles hits a fly ball into center field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Sharon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Sharon moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rodriguez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Robles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor pinch hits for John Knox. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Taylor now playing second base. Mike Strahler now pitching. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Fuller strikes out. Two outs. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.